Introduction.
Hygge. Hygge. Hygge.
It's not important how you choose to pronounce or even spell hygge. To paraphrase one of the greatest philosophers of our time, Winnie the Pooh, when asked how to spell a certain emotion, you don't spell it, you feel it. However, spelling and pronouncing hygge is the easy part. Explaining exactly what it is, that's the tricky part. Hygge has been called everything from the art of creating intimacy, coziness of the soul, and the absence of annoyance, to taking pleasure from the presence of soothing things, coziness together, and my personal favourite, cocoa by candlelight. Hygge is about an atmosphere and an experience rather than about things. It's about being with the people we love, a feeling of home, a feeling that we're safe, that we're sheltered from the world and allow ourselves to let our guard down. You may be having an endless conversation about the small or big things in life, or just be comfortable in each other's silent company, or simply just be by yourself enjoying a cup of tea. One December, just before Christmas, I was spending the weekend with some friends in an old cabin. The shortest day of the year was brightened by the blanket of snow covering the surrounding landscape. When the sun set, around 4 in the afternoon, we wouldn't see it again for 17 hours, and we headed inside to get the fire going. We were all tired after hiking and half asleep. Sitting in a semicircle around the fireplace in the cabin, wearing big jumpers and woolen socks. The only sounds you could hear were the stew boiling, the sparks from the fireplace, and someone having a sip of their mulled wine. Then, one of my friends broke the silence. "Could this be any more hygge?" he said rhetorically. "Yes," one of the girls said after a moment. "If there was a storm raging outside." We all nodded,